2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 to 21. Who has it in the King James Version that's up here close to the front? All right, middle way back. All right, all the way in the back. Jordan, bring your King James Version up here to me, please. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription: the Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes and some for ignoble. I put in parentheses there, that means characterized by baseness, lowness, or meanness. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, meaning ignoble purposes, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. So from the King James Version, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal: the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you. That word sanctified is interesting. The Pentecostal Holiness Church taught when I was growing up that you get sanctified as one entire work of grace, and you'll have no more tendency to commit any sin. Through the years, most of them realized that may not be just what the word sanctified really means, because it was a problem sometimes when you really did have a tendency to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. But when I was a teenager and came to Evangel College, that's the way I came into the Assemblies of God. And I can see, you know, that we want to be sanctified, set apart, made holy. Holy meaning dedicated and consecrated to the purpose of God. In the Old Testament, when the tabernacle vessels were made holy, they were consecrated only for one use and one purpose. And when God helps us to be consecrated for a use and a purpose, we are sanctified or made holy for his use. Well, that's kind of the main thing the Lord laid on my heart for us to take away from this meeting, from God's word tonight, is how that you are useful to Christ when you are brought into this relationship of having a place that is considered like a home having gold and silver vessels in it. Other vessels may be of wood and of clay. Some might be used to take out the trash or something that would be ignoble and not considered noble purpose. But in your life and mine, the Lord calls the purposes that he has for us noble purposes, a noble purpose. And so first tonight, to be useful to Christ, the first requirement here is that there be a cleansing. There's one way that we're told to clean up our act ourselves. And it says, if we will clean up our lives by turning away from wickedness, make choices not to tolerate wickedness. In fact, the verse that follows there, like verse 22, flee the evil desires of youth. In other words, there are some things that a young person's mind, or when we were young, we might have been tempted to experiment or go into some place that we should not be or do something we should not do. And we are to run from those kind of things. Literally, take a step away from it. Just absolutely deny it having any influence on you. Get away from it, it says, and pursue something else. Pursue and run towards righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Because when you run along with everybody else, you get strengthened and the cheerleading happens and you can run the race. You can run the race with a pure heart, it says. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments because you know they produce quarrels. The Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. And those who oppose you, would, if you gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they'll come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. So the Apostle Paul is really just saying, Timothy, you can do this. You can pursue this right way and turn away from any wickedness, and you will have this cleansing that is your part to turn away from wickedness. And then God's part is, if we confess our sin, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Isn't it great to be purified from all sin? Well, it says we have to walk in the light as he is in the light and have fellowship one with another. Don't break that fellowship. Keep that fellowship with one another. And 1 John 1, 9, two verses later says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, confession is important to God. Confession to God. God's word tells us that cleansing is necessary before God will listen to any prayer other than calling upon him for salvation. Psalm 66, 18 and 19. If I had cherished in sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. I believe the King James Version says, if I had regarded iniquity in my heart, God would not have heard me. And so there is a place that we want to stay in of such cleansing that God hears our prayers and that we are a vessel that Christ can use. So secondly, in the next moment or two, the Apostle Paul was a man that had to have a change before he could be a useful vessel for Christ. This was the one example I wanted to use tonight because it says in Acts 9, the Lord told Ananias, you go, and this man Saul is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I'll show him how much he must suffer for my name. Ananias got there and placed his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, oh boy, that took some changing in Ananias. Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from his eyes, and Saul could see again, and he got up and was baptized in water. Well, from Paul's experience like that, becoming a chosen instrument of God, we see that Jesus decides the particular place that we fit in and fill as an instrument in his hand. Jesus can be trusted to decide where we fit in and fill a place. I tell you, as I look back 6 years and 2 months ago, when Pastor Bradford called me that afternoon and said to me, I need you to come in and talk with me now about this place of ministry, of pastoral care in senior adults. I'd been praying. I got up, goosebumps, walking through the house, praising the Lord, because when I had resigned in Monroe, Louisiana, I felt that it was God's will, but I didn't have anywhere else to go to make a living, and I was 60 years old. And that's a pretty bad time not to be able to make a living because you can't get on Medicare, and you don't want to have to get on welfare, do you? And so And so I was saying to God, now I believe you led me to do this. And when we talked to Brother Bradford at Thanksgiving time, he didn't have a thing in the world that he needed me to do. But I told him I felt God wanted me to talk to you. And so in January, he called me after we had been here about 10 days or 1 week. And I'd been praying on my knees in the house for a little while. And the phone rang. And I called my wife on her cell phone and told her, Pastor Bradford just called me to come in and talk with him. And so she probably had a Holy Spirit fit in the car where she was. Aren't you glad I said that? Isn't that sweet of me? So Jesus, I felt that it was the hand of God, and I believe Jesus decided that he wanted me to fill a place of ministry here, and I am so thankful. And that because he knew my heart, and so Jesus wants us to follow him in water baptism, you know, be filled with the Holy Spirit and be strong then to fill the place he has for us. And we do ask Jesus that there not be anything like scales on our eyes so we can see clearly the way to take in obeying the Lord. So some of those things in Paul's experience just seem to speak to my heart that someone here tonight might need that. Encourage your heart. So Jesus deciding is like this quote I read. The wisdom and the character of God is reflected in the vessels that he chooses to use. If you went into a restaurant and they had chosen to use vessels that still had food hardened on them when they served you your meal, or the glass had lipstick on it and it wasn't my wife's, then you would not want to go back to that restaurant. And it reflects on the wisdom and character of God how you are as a vessel that he chooses to use. So I just thought I'd throw that in tonight. And let's try to be a good reflection on the Lord. Well, if I had time, I was going to give you, I'll just squeeze it in. It's 2 Corinthians 4, 6, and 7, because this speaks of the treasure in earthen vessels. And that just seemed to put a capstone on what we're saying tonight. Now the Apostle Paul, who had seen that light on the Damascus Road, writes this. Let light shine out of darkness. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, or the King James Version says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Don't you love that? God's power. He's willing to work it through your life. What a God we serve. Shall we stand together? Oh, thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you, Lord, for your people. Thank you, Lord, for the work of the Holy Spirit in your people's lives. And may we tonight walk with that love for you and that joy for you that certainly turns away from anything that would be unfitting and certainly pursues righteousness and those things that glorify your name and certainly desiring the light of the knowledge of the glory of God to be experienced in our hearts, this treasure in our lives. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the cleansing of the blood and the life that we can have in Christ. And we appreciate so much how you've led us. And so, Lord, be our God. And bless your people as they go tonight. Keep them. Guide us. All the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. For in his name I pray. And everyone can say, amen. Amen. God bless you.